Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
James Harms has been good enough to join us for Geelong Marine World. James, Tom King, Ben Casanilia, Michael Barlow and Heath Buck up in the K-Rock box. Congratulations on the win, but geez, you made tough work of it.
It was a tight one in the end. We'll take that. We'll take anything we can get. The stinker was going at the end there, that's for sure.
42 points up in the second quarter. You're thinking, gee, this footy game's easy. I've missed it for the last 12 weeks, but then all of a sudden it becomes a grind in the second half.
Yeah, that's it. And credit to Carlton. You know, they came back. They used the ball really well through the midfield, and we probably gave them a bit too much space. But, you know, it's a tough time to win games in the AFL. All teams are pretty similar. So, we'll take anything we can get.
How much do you find out where your conditioning's at late in games like this, even when they're only 16 minutes plus time on?
Yeah, you really do find out, I guess, right at the end there. I was pretty cooked. We've been doing bigger sessions than what we would have run then, but the intensity of the games obviously just goes up. So, obviously, all the boys are pretty tired now.
James, old man Rivers, he's not so old, but you found one there. Just he plays with a lot of poise, the young fella.
Yeah, young Trenner, he's a good young kid. Pretty big unit as well, and he loves to run off half back and create. So, from Western Australia, and he's come over here and he's fitted in nice and good, nice and easy.
Yeah, Harmsy, well done, mate. Mick Barlow up here. You've gone to half back, but someone that's kicked you out of the midfield, Christian Petrarca, he's going not too badly. He was very, very good across the four quarters today. His body shape looks to have visibly changed from up here, and it's contributing to really good football.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've probably been squeezed out of there, which is I'm going half back. But big track. He's a powerful unit. He's slimmed up a bit this year, and probably in the best condition he's ever been in. So he had a really good game tonight, and if his season's he can keep playing those games, it'd be great for the club.
And how much of a buzz was it this week with the story about Harley Bennell? We've been given the stat. It was 1,700 days since he's played in an AFL win, and it was just fantastic to see him out there playing. What kind of a buzz and lift around the club did that give this week? Because we know how much of a lovable type of character he is and how much you guys have taken him in.
Oh, mate, it was unreal when we all found out. I don't know if you've seen the video, but he had a few tears in his eyes, and that's just how much it means to him. And it's a credit to him. He's worked his butt off to get where he is now, and it was great to see him get through the game. I didn't know that stat. That's a crazy stat. Or was it 1,700 days since he had a win? So
something around that.
I'm sure he's feeling pretty happy right now.
And one last one from me, mate. Now you're in the back six. You're under the gazing eye of Stephen May, who I know gives out a bit of a spray when things don't go his way down there. Was anyone on the end of a Stephen May spray at any stage today?
Oh, I copped a little one off him at some stage. But he's a big general down there for us. He's a big leader for us. But he's no big ones tonight, thank God.
James, we spoke with Justin Platt before the game about Neville Jenner from a coach's perspective, but from a player's perspective, and you've played of your 92 games, a majority alongside Neville Jenner. Can you just give us it just seems like, a footballer's footballer.
Yeah, that's it, Nev. You know what you're going to get every week from him. Puts his head over the ball, shuts down opponents, and it's just Mr. Reliable. You give him a job, he'll get it done. So it's a great story. I mean, he was delisted, and then they gave him a chance on the rookie list again, and to play 150 games is a great effort, and he's a great Melbourne person. Great to have at the club.
Back home to the MCG for the next fortnight. I know you'll take it one week at a time, but your next three-week block is Essendon, Geelong and Sydney, but really looking forward to rolling into the Bombers next Sunday. You've had some good contests with them over the last few years.
Yeah, really excited to get back out on the G, obviously our home ground, and I think last year they touched us up, so hopefully we can, touch them up this year.
James, we really appreciate your time. Appreciate Matty from the club giving us a chance to have a chat to you on the phone. Love watching you play. You had a cracking year last year with a top five finish in the BNF. I think it was only Gorn, Oliver and Viney that finished ahead of you, so you're in some pretty good company. But a new role for you this year, and we know you'll do it with aplomb. Really appreciate you joining us for Geelong Marine World on K-Rock.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for having me.
James Harms, great to have him have a chat to us. We've had him a couple of times over the journey.
He was Brendan McCartney's
love child there for a while. I think Brendan put a lot of time into developing his footy game over a couple of years. And
another rookie too.
Yeah, off
the rookie list.
He wore a very high number.
Forged 43.
Forged a really good career.
Now he's got the calf tat, which always means you're going quite well, I think, Benny Cass.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.